Tanya for today, for the seventh of Adar Aleph, is in Perek Chav Zayin, the end of chapter 27, on page 363. The Alter Rebbe is saying that when a person delays a physical activity, even a proper, kosher, permissible activity, like eating breakfast, or saying something that is pleasurable, or even thinking something pleasurable, and kosher and permissible, but he delays it or rejects it because he wants to subdue his animal soul, this causes a great nachas ruach, a great pleasure above, and it brings about a great revelation or elevation of godliness. Umikdusha zu, and from this holiness, nimshech es kedusha elyeino al ha'odom lemato, from this holiness that is produced above, that comes down to the person below who is doing this, a great holiness that helps him greatly in his service of God. And this is what the sages meant when they said, that when a person sanctifies himself a little bit here below, mikachin esei harbe milmaila, he is sanctified greatly from above. What does this mean? Vad mashe mekayim mitzvah sasei shel teira v'hiskadishtem, besides the fact that he is fulfilling the mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, of v'hiskadishtem, and you shall be holy, and that's fulfillment of the mitzvah, of sanctify yourself with what is permissible. In other words, after he has determined that it is permissible, and that it's appropriate, and that it's necessary, and that it's proper, then he doesn't do it, that's called sanctifying yourself with the permissible. So besides this, in addition to fulfilling this mitzvah, the meaning of this commandment to sanctify yourself means shatasu atzmachan kedeshin, that you should make as if you're holy. The word kodesh, holy, sanctified, means set apart, separated. So although he knows that in truth he is not holy because he's not separated from klipa, he's not separated from unholiness, because in him the animal soul is as strong as it was at birth, and it hasn't changed at all. So he's not removed from unholiness. Only he overcomes and subdues the Yetzirah and makes himself holy. So the commandment is, v'hiskadishtem, you should make like you're holy. V'hiyisem kadeshim, and the result will be that you will be holy. Klema, seifei li yes kadeshim uvdol be'emes mehasitra acha, that the end will be that you will be truly separated, truly removed from unholiness. And how will that happen? Al yedei shemekacha meisei harbe milmaila, by the fact that from above he is sanctified greatly, and he is helped from above to get rid of the klipa from his heart little by little. And this is the meaning now of mekadesh atzmei ma'at lemata. What does it mean that he sanctifies himself a little bit and he is sanctified from above a lot? How much is a little bit and how much is a lot? So the Alter Rebbe is saying that a little bit means that he's making like he's holy but is not, isn't really holy. So it's only a little bit of holiness, it's a little bit of sanctification in that it's not a true one. It's making like you're sanctified. That's called a little. And he is sanctified a lot from above means that from above he is given the strength to be truly sanctified, to be truly holy, which means to be truly removed and indifferent to, removed from and indifferent to sitra achra, to unholiness. In the Hayyim game for the seventh of Adar Aleph, The Rebbe writes that Kol Ish B'Yisrael, every Jew, every member of the Jewish people, is Olov Lodas. It is incumbent upon him that he should know Ki Hu Shliach Adin Kol, that he is an emissary, a shliach, of the master of all the worlds. Leman Hovi L'Poil, in order to bring into actualization, b'chol mokim shehu, wherever the Jew may find himself, zetzei neyizbarech, God's will, to bring into actualization God's will, v'kavanosei, and God's intention, b'briyas ha'olam, in the creation of the world. Shehem, what is God's will and intention in creating the world? L'hoyeres ha'olam b'eir teira v'aveda. And they, to illuminate the world with the light of teira and aveda. V'hu al yedei kiyum mitzvahs maisiyes, and that comes through fulfilling the active mitzvahs, v'hashroshas mideis teves, and implanting within oneself good character traits.